We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, welcome to The Aftermess. It's the show after the show, basically, where we uncensored ourselves, uncut, raw, the way you like it, because we know you like it raw.
Okay.
Me last night. Kidding.
But no, she's not. It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Did you really raw dog it last night?
No.
Rawr. Honestly.
No.
She's lying.
No,
you
I'm
could
not
tell.
Lying.
Girl, you're getting so red right now.
Yeah, she is.
I'm not lying.
What happened? He forgot, or were you in the heat of a moment?
What are you talking about?
You lying.
What is raw dogging?
Oh, my God.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about something, not during the show, but sometimes our best shows are off the air. Let's be honest, because we really vent to each other. We're going through shit in life and stuff we can't talk about the show because the show's already kind of prep it for the next day. So after the show or off the show, Anish was talking about, shocked us, a breakup in your life right now.
Yeah, this one's kind of been like looming in my mind for a while, and it hasn't officially happened, but it's just one of those things where as every day goes, I'm just feeling like it's more and more like I just need to do it and kind of get it out of the way. So the Gay Mafia, which is what we've affectionately called my group of gay friends, which is a specific group of them, it's just been so wishy-washy with them for a while now, actually. And one of the things that just set me off and has set me off the most is, like, I've invited them out to a couple of different things. And I was actually invited to, like, a drag brunch this weekend.
Ooh, and which, by the way, I saw that and I was like, I kind of want to go with you.
I mean, girl, work it. It would be fun. So the thing that was really nice about it is, like, I have, like, a whole section that is just completely for me and whoever I want to bring with me. And I had sent out the message to all of us in the group chat, which is always populated with, like, messages. Everybody's always responding. This has happened pretty consistently the last few times I've invited them out to things, and it was just dead silence. No
not
response.
Even,
not
no
even a single
response.
Acknowledgement. Not even a single acknowledgement. And so there's that.
Wait, how many people are on this group message?
Six.
Including you?
Yes.
So five people didn't even respond. Wow, that's shady as shit.
Shady as fuck. Yeah. It's shady as fuck.
Wow.
But that's one thing, fine, I get it. Because on the flip side, I understand that because of the schedules that we have, a lot of times I am not available to go and do the certain things that they have set up. Or, like, I can't make it to your dinner, I'm sorry. I can't go out to the certain thing that you want to go to. I already have another
event
set
in place. But at least a damn response.
But at least a response. Yeah. Right. So there was that. And then in addition to that, like, one of the things that I always thought was really important and is something that I talked about to the Gaysian that you all have met, who I would say is like the matriarch of the group.
I don't know what matriarch means.
The matriarch is like the mother.
Like matriarch and patriarch, like the mom.
Oh, okay.
And
the patriarch.
The queen,
okay.
if you will.
The queen of the group.
Thank you.
Like, so we've had conversations in the past where we've decided on, like, we have to all agree on new people that are brought into the group. We can't just, like, have them come in here and just all of a sudden act like they can be part of it. Like,
they can't just sit with you.
That's it. And there's this new guy. I really don't want to put his name out there because I've honestly, like, we've gotten into it pretty bad.
Give him a nickname.
Dickhead.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
We'll call him Dickhead. He's an idiot. He is literally every negative stereotype, in my opinion, of gay men. Like, he's
fuck
very
Dickhead.
Oh my God.
We all like him.
He talks all about, like, he's very focused on a man's, like, fitness. He's just like, I don't like to talk to a man unless they have, like, six pack abs. And, like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, so what the fuck does that mean about what about me? You know, and I feel that, like, the group in general is drifting off into, like, a different direction in terms of, like, what their values are, what their morals are. But I feel like I really am at this point where it's like, I think I'm ready to just kind of be done with the group. And it's a weird feeling because some of them I've been good friends with for a while, but I don't know if I'm being too petty to find that disrespectful that I didn't get a response on that. And it's
been
like
that. I don't think you're the one being petty. Okay. I think they're being petty because what you said about how you have a busy schedule and sometimes you can't make things, that's real life. Yeah. And that's not going to change for you. In fact, it's only going to get worse. We're just going to get busier. And we're doing better as a show, which means we're going to be having more things. Like, that's how I see it anyway. And I think you need people in your life that really understand that. Like, because I have friends that I won't see. Gosh, one girl who was at Maeve's party, I don't think I saw her last, was when I was on maternity leave. It would have been that long. That long. Because she's also very busy. She's also a mom, and she works full-time. But we have an understanding. Like, she's not just going to not respond to me and be petty about that. And you have to have that type of respect with your friendship. So, no, I don't think it's petty of you at all. I've been in a situation similar where the group of friends, sometimes it just doesn't work out anymore. I don't think it has to be, like, a big, grandiose thing. I don't know if it warrants one of those "I'm leaving this group, goodbye" posts, because that to me is like a little too dramatic. But like a natural drifting apart, if they let it happen and it happens, it's right for everybody.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I feel, because I have had one like legitimate friend breakup where there was a whole conversation where it was just like, we are not friends anymore. We don't talk to each other. We don't know each other anymore. We're blocked on everything. It's done. And that's kind of the other part too, where it's like, yeah, I feel like that would be really dramatic to do. But it's just, it's weird to me because, yes, people grow apart. It happens. Life moves on or whatever. But I think I feel really salty about what I feel like the reasoning is and the lack of communication. Because it's just like, why can't you just tell me? Why can't you just say to me, like, I'm assuming that you're mad that I'm too busy. Why can't you just fucking say that to me?
Well, also, it's hard to be friends with people in radio. I've known this doing radio for 20 years. You're going to go through so many friends, and I've gone through groups like you. I didn't have a gay mafia, but I had a mafia. And they just, like, they come and go, and I've just got used to it. So it's sad, but I've become numb. It's like a callus I have. The friends I have now, probably won't have them in a year or two. I've just come to that conclusion.
You said that to me when I first started, and that was something that was stuck in my mind. And I don't think I ever said it out loud, but I was like, it's not going to happen to me. I'm going to consciously make sure that that doesn't happen to me. I'm going to stay focused on my friendships or whatever. But, like, God.
It's not you sometimes. Sometimes it is you, but it's hard. What I did, I empathized with my friends. It's hard to be Joey Boy's friends because I am always busy. And if we do go out, people want to meet me and they make a big deal and they want to take a picture. And I feel stupid because my friends at first are like, hey, you're Joey Boy. Then I kind of saw the saltiness like, oh, God. And they kind of think of you in a different way, like you're the shit. Even though if you're not trying to act like the shit, obviously you're not going to like turn down a photo with a fan of the show. But I've had so many groups of friends just come and go through my life. And it's not that easier meeting radio friends through radio.
Yeah. It's just hard. The whole lifestyle that comes with the job's hard because you don't have a 9-to-5. You don't have a specific schedule. And I know a little unrelated is even just for me making a hair appointment. Like we've talked about before, my hairdresser is so busy. He wants me to book 6 weeks in advance. Sir, I can't do that.
The fuck?
I literally can't do that because for all I know, 3 days before our appointment, an event's going to come up and I can't miss that. So it's having that understanding amongst your friends too. It's hard though, because our job, it is a lot of fun, but it's also work. But it's like, I can't hang out. I'm sorry. I have to go work a concert. And at that point, they might just feel like you're blowing them off.
That is so real.
But you're not. It's your job.
I know. But then I also understand on the flip side how it sounds where it's like, no, I can't make it out to your dinner tonight. I have to go to a club. And they're like, what?
Yeah. They don't
It's hard.
People think we're just like partying all the time and like going out and just like not inviting them to things. And it's like, you don't understand, motherfucker. I don't want to be here.
I don't know about that.
No. I mean, you know what I mean. Like there are times where it's like, oh, we have to drive all the way out wherever it may or may not be. And that's after we've already been up since 4 a.m, Gina earlier. And so it's like, it's not that I'm don't want to be there. It's just like, well, shit, it's a long
even
day.
The times where you can invite your friends, if you're at an event that you're hosting, there's no guarantee that you're gonna have a lot of FaceTime with them. And I've had that happen with friends before too, where I think it was Jingle Bash. I was like, hey, I'm working this concert, I have a pair of tickets, I'd love for you to come. And they thought that I was gonna be able to hang out with them the entire time. No, it was a pair, so this person wasn't alone at least. But at the end of the night, at least they told me, they're like, I had no idea that like it was gonna be so busy for you. I was like, I'm so sorry, like I didn't even think to really communicate that to you. because that's just how my job is.
Right.
But there wasn't animosity either. It was just like a conversation of, yeah, like, I'm glad that you got to come and you brought your boyfriend, so you had a good time, but I'm sorry I wasn't able to talk more.
Here's what I tell all you guys, Anish, all you guys, whether you're new 7 months or 3 years or 10 years, here's what I've learned. Radio is my priority. Yeah. I let my friends know that. I've told myself that. I've told my wife that and my family that. I've missed weddings. I've missed funerals. I've missed so many things. But as long as you know that and you tell yourself that, that radio is a priority, because if you don't tell yourself that and understand that, you've put it out there already. You let everybody know. And then what else is there? If you're not going to do radio, I'd rather have the problem than, hey, we have this meeting that's an hour drive. If that's the worst thing in my month that I have to worry about, I haven't made it on Blessed in Life. Because what else would I do? This is what I've been dreaming about. And when you outweigh all the bullshit that we have to deal with, and we have to deal with bullshit. We're regular people. We got to deal with work bullshit. But the pros and the cons, I'll take those cons rather than the con of, like, these people that we see 110 degree and they're digging ditches and they're working hard. And I won't complain about this thing. I'll stand up for certain shit. But I say you do this, and as long as you're real with yourself, like, this is my priority. Don't sweat it. Don't overthink it and stuff like that. You'll meet friends that'll come and go through your life. Believe me. And then you might have one or two that might stick around, like Banu.
Oh, my God, because what I was going to say is, like, I haven't seen him. Oh, my God. It's been at least over a year. Over a year. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even tell him until, like, we got to L.A. that, and this is my friend, by the way, that I've known since I was in preschool. So,
and he's really busy, too. He's got a real big job.
Yeah, he's got a real big job, and he made sure that he, like, dedicated some time to come out and, like, to see me last minute when we were in L.A. for just, like, the weekend. And that always happens whenever I go out to L.A. for the weekend. So that does make sense, and I understand that. I get that. I'm just really salty at just, like, at it, because I think it's also, like, I'm upset at myself of just being like, why did I invest all this time in these, like, friendships?
No, I get it.
Like, that's the part. Yeah. I get it. I'm not mad at them.
That was me. The first trimester of my radio career, I was so pissed off. But then when you let that go, they're going to come. Just understand, they're going. And I told you that from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. They're going to come and go. You get excited about the new friends you're going to meet. Mm-hmm. Because there'll be a whole new group of people or person that you're going to invest some time. It's just like relationship. I don't regret dating those girls from back in the days, because at that point, that was the first girl I did this. This is the first girl that did this. I wished them well. We didn't work out. Now I'm blessed with a beautiful wife of mine like that. You're going to meet someone new. Promise.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just because we were talking about what do we talk about for the show, and even like what's going on in my life. It is just like professionally fabulous. Personally, it's kind of
shitty. Yeah.
Eh. Yeah.
And I don't know how to bring that up and make it like fun and entertaining and like how you put a twist on it, because it's just like, no, I'm not in a good mood. I'm in a space.
Sometimes shit is shitty.
Right?
I don't know. And then like back to the friend thing, like what I worry about is, especially like at my age, all my friends are going out friends.
Yeah.
And I think about like who can I call to go to the mall with or like have lunch with, and it's like I literally just have Tiffany. Like, that's
what's
it.
What's wrong with that?
No, nothing. No, literally not. She's busy, too. And she also has, like, her own life. And so, like, I totally get that. And we try to meet up as much as possible, like, outside of our, like, lives, I guess. But, like, sometimes I'm just like, oh, damn. Like, are all these people that I'm meeting right now even really my friends? Or are they just, like, going out peeps? Oh.
And I mean, I don't want to be pessimistic or put a weird energy out there, but for me, it got harder after I had kids. And it didn't have anything to do with like them. I'm choosier now. Okay. I'm choosier now because now you're not just around me, you're around my child. So now different now. So like for some of my friends, I'm like, it's like, would I let you babysit my kid? That's almost like how I think about this. Do I trust you to babysit my kid? Like, if that's, and if the answer is no, I don't find myself spending a lot of time with that person. So, like, it's just going to keep evolving, I guess. So just keep an open mind to your friendships and your relationships, because the older you get and the more things that you add to your life, sometimes you do get choosier with your people and your circle gets smaller, and I don't think there's anything wrong to that. But you're having those thoughts now, they're going to continue.
You know what I hate? When you make plans with somebody and that day comes and you don't want to go out no more.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, shit, I did say let's go get lunch this week. Fuck, I don't want to go out with you.
Yeah, I'm bad at that, but I am trying to get better because I never regret going. Mm-hmm. It's always just the getting up and the going because we're always so busy.
That's me.
But once I'm there, I never regret it. I never go home and I'm like, oh, I should have stayed home.
I'm exactly that.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
exactly a really that. Good point. Yeah. I never thought about it that way.
It's just the getting up and going because we're up so early. And as we always say, and we try to paint the picture that we do work and we work a lot. And with this podcast, you're going to see we're four individuals that get up early to hang out with each other and entertain you. But at the same time, we don't have any producers. We don't have any assistants. We don't have any interns. It's just us four working nonstop. So by the time we get home, sometimes 1, 2, 3 o'clock, and you just realize, damn, I promised I would go to get a bite to eat. I just want to stay home. Like, I don't want to. But you're right, Gina. But when I do, I do have a good time,
it's a good talk.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. It's just going.
It's like rallying, like we talk about rallying when you're getting, when you're drinking, you got to rally. It's like you got to rally for that little lunch you promised. Yeah, I think it's good. I've been there, Anisha. I've been. It sucks, bro.
Yeah, and it's like they're not bad people. No, like, I don't want to make it sound like it. You know what I mean? I really want to. Like the whole thing is like I'm just upset at myself. Like that's the ultimate part, and not like woe is me. And the other thing is I don't want it to sound like, oh, this life is so hard being a radio personality.
No, we have a blessed
like,
life.
Oh, yeah, it's just awful. No, I'm just, I think, my sister actually said this to me, that she was just like, you have to like let go of the person that you were before. Yeah. And you have to understand that there's a different person that you are
now. Absolutely right.
And it's really weird because like she said that to me years ago, and I find myself really still like going back and forth with that a lot.
Here's what you gotta do. You sometimes with what we're doing, you have to find the friends that are friends right now, not the right friends.
God damn. That's so weird to me.
Because trying to look for the right friends that are going to be the friends for the rest of your life, and you're trying to make them the perfect friends, with our job is a little difficult. You know what I mean?
And it's rare, even in a normal job. It is so rare to find someone like that. I would definitely say what Joey said is good. And then along the way, as you're doing that, you'll find a few keepers here and there, you know?
It's just like in radio, how we all did an internship and there's 20. Like in your internship and maybe just one made it. It's kind of like your friends. You're going to probably have five friends.
That's why. Oh, my God. I'm about to have
there's an internship. To be our friends. There might be one, but you know what? They're going to be a star one.
Okay.
Wait, I just like realized I think I have more friends than I like thought about. You said internship and I was like, what the hell? I have Bree. I have Gabe.
See? And they get this lifestyle too.
I have Kaylee also.
Yeah.
That's why I like making friends with radio folks because they understand what we go through. I've been backstabbed probably about 70% of the time with the people that I either mentored or were friends in radio. But there's that 30% that I mean, I consider you guys good friends. I really don't see you guys like doing me dirty. Like this is the first time that I will put it out on socials and tell people like, I don't know, there's something special about this crew that I feel like I'm going to be lifelong friends. Even if one of you guys had an opportunity, as long as you were straight up with me, and I think we've worked out all the kinks, specifically me, to be honest with you guys, straight up, which is my fault with past shows. If I can be straight up with everybody, like, listen, if you have opportunity, just be real with me, and I will wish you well and good luck. And I think we've established that with us four to make it feel like, all right, this is friends turning into family, so whatever happens is supposed to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, I mean, if we want to get to it, like, in all honesty, my contract is up. I'm up at the beginning of the year, and I know that that could mean one of a million things. I don't want, if you're a morning messenger and you're listening right now, don't go crazy. I don't have any plans. Nobody's knocking on my door or anything like I'm opening up to. But yeah, I know, like, especially because I've been here for some of the times that you've gone through some things with people in the past. And even I've kind of been like affected by it as well. Well, directly, and like I got to witness like that whole fiasco of just being like, but you said,
and now you,
but now wait,
it's crazy.
What?
And I've been through that situation. I was counting, actually, with a mutual friend. I was counting. It happened to me 9 times in my radio career.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's a lot.
With friends that became family that did me dirty and stuff. Like, but it made me, and I think that's why sometimes, like, damn, Joey. And like, Carla has radio friends. Like, I heard it's hard to work with Joey. You're like, how is it working with Joey? He's so hard to work with. I'm like, it depends.
I was like, girl, it's cool.
Like, it depends who you were and what point in my life you came into.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
That's totally fair.
Like, if you were hard to work with, of course I'm going to be hard to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, I have no idea why. Like,
and
I have,
people work differently with different personality types and different, like, some relationships work and some don't.
Right. So I was just going to say, it sounds like dating.
It is. Yeah. It is. Did you work out with that person? No. Are they a bad person? No.
Yeah. And you some know? People can't say that.
Yeah, that's true, though. Because
some people, like, it just didn't work. Like, me and my ex-wife, we just didn't work out. Was she a horrible person? Absolutely not.
Right.
She found her true love. They're married, have beautiful kids.
Yeah.
But it feels like through friends, they start talking shit afterwards. Like, really? Yeah. I'm just really trying to help you out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
But I think that's just the way we are friends. I bet you could take the whole gay mafia. All of them have a different opinion about Anish. I bet you there's one that's jealous of your success.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you there's one that is...
I don't fucking get that shit at all. Like, why? That's so weird to me.
Because it's not you.
Yeah.
Because you're not like that. So you're not going to understand that.
Like, what if you were with your friends and one of them got into radio and worked with another radio station, and all of a sudden you find out how much they're getting paid and they got the this and that. You might feel a sense like, God, I've been working longer than you, harder than you. And there might be a sense of like, what the fuck? Like, are you serious?
There would be that, 100% that, but I wouldn't put that on the person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, that means you're a better
energy,
person than them.
and then thank you. Again, I don't even look at it that way either, because it's just like, no, because then that's not helping me. And that's not helping you if you're projecting that kind of jealousy in that type of a way. Like, the hell is that doing for you? That's like, not, that wouldn't do anything for my bank account.
Exactly.
Shit, I'm going to talk to my boss about that.
Right.
Them getting paid $5 an hour and you getting paid $10 an hour doesn't change shit.
It
like, because you are still getting paid $10 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I don't know. Absolutely. Everything's weird. I've had a very weird year this year. So, sometimes, like, I really have to take a step back and just kind of be like, I need to decompress for a while. I need to, like, not do anything for a while.
So normal.
Okay.
Yes.
We burn out quicker. This show burns out quicker because we work so harder.
I think so. Yeah. Absolutely.
This show right here that I've probably been part of about, I'd probably say half a dozen, six different dynamics of a show.
Mm-hmm.
This one burns out quicker because we work so much harder.
We hustle.
We work so much harder than
any
show.
We're all so passionate in it and ready, but having, you can only sustain that energy for so long.
Absolutely.
So we're all burning as bright as we possibly can.
Yeah.
So we're going to burn out quicker.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And at least our boss knows that.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Like, he knows that.
I'm glad that you are aware of that.
Yes. So we are going to be taking 3-day weekends every so often.
I swear, I'm saying it on the podcast. I don't care if I've said it on this before, but I've said it to y'all. Wendy Williams does her show Monday through Thursday. On Thursday, she records a second show so she can have a 3-day weekend every weekend.
I'm not mad at that.
Putting
at
it
all.
Out there.
Here's the thing. That's where I struggle because as you guys know, I've only taken, I think, one day off willingly, and it was the day after my birthday, and that's because the bitch was drunk. But, like, I'm tired, and there are days where I'm just like, I wish that I could just ask for just like this, you know? But for me, it's like, if we don't come in, I don't make money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I get the whole being tired, but then at the same time, I'm like, but I need to make money to survive because I am not making a lot.
Right.
So then it's like, it comes to those things
I feel you.
Where even, like, for that wedding that I was in, I was legitimately in a wedding, and it was very exhausting, and it was long. It was great, but it was long. And I literally just flew back the next day immediately because I can't miss work. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't even miss work that day that I flew out for the wedding. Like, it's, and those small trips are the ones that make me even more tired and more exhausted, and I just feel like every single day I'm playing catch up. Like, I'm doing today what I should have done yesterday, and I'm doing tomorrow, like, doing that on Friday type of thing, and it's just like so.
Just be
like
gentle on yourself.
Yeah.
Be easy on your expectations of you, because you're saying how you're playing catch up and you're like, I should have done this yesterday. Maybe, but don't eat yourself up over it, because my first year, I didn't take any time off till December. I did the whole year. And I, at the end of the year, I was like, what is wrong with you, Gina? Yeah. That was ridiculous.
Listen, I did 10 years without taking time off.
Right.
Yeah. We just went to morning show boot camp. I come from the, and he was really raw. We were blessed enough to meet the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne was really raw with Carla, but I got everything he said because I don't have empathy with people with that first year because I know what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only deal with what you started from. So I come from the school of Charlemagne the God of like, to me, I don't empathize with tired. Not to be disrespectful, but to me, it's like, well, hustle harder. Make your money elsewhere. Host clubs, which I've encouraged you to do.
Yeah.
Or host events or do other stuff. So to me, it's just like, it's prioritizing, maybe not going out so much. Or when you go out, get paid. Get paid to go out because they're taking advantage of you.
Turn in early. That's what I did. Like, I would go out, and then once, my friends, they all know, come like a certain time, they're just like, Anisha's going to go out. I'm like, yeah, because radio is my priority.
Yeah.
So, like, I could be out until 2 a.m. on a Wednesday night, but no.
We call it Houdini-ing when you're at an event or a club or out with your friends, and it's just like, you disappear. Because
yep.
I do it. I totally do it. Because you have to take care of yourself. That's why it's outside of the job. Obviously, the job's a hustle. But outside of it, just be easy on yourself mentally. Mm. Don't beat yourself up because you didn't clean your room that day. You were tired, needed a nap. You know, take that nap.
Yeah, and if you ever need a day off, take the day off. Like Gina, like next week says, I can do this. I pre-record. Like, no, take 2 days off. Carla will be here. Luckily, we have 4 people. So it's like, if you need a day off, take a day off. We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
The money situation is you. That's just... Well, if I hustle this one thing or I get this corona thing, that will allow me to take this day off, take the days off. Self-care, we have to preach on this.
Officiate weddings. There's other things that you can do. And to reel on reel, because I know that we're getting really, like, we've got to wrap this up. But, what I will say to be, like, a 100% real friend with you, don't do that. You have Starbucks right there, girl. That's $5, $6. That's
if I don't drink it, I'll fall asleep. And then I'm not here either
But there's
way.
Cheaper options. I cold brew my stuff at home.
Really?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This? Home cold brew right here, very cheap.
Yeah, this is a little life hacks.
Absolutely, you save so much money. Woo, so much money.
Yeah, I got to make this money. We have a meeting that we're 7 minutes late to, so let's see. We did pretty good on this one. We got up to 25 minutes.
Okay, well, shit.
Because everyone's always asking about the podcast. Let's make it 30 minutes. So we're trying to get closer and closer. Sometimes we'll come close. Sometimes we won't. We appreciate you, all the subscribers, and make sure you let your friends know about the podcast. I hit this new girl. What's up, Moans? Moans, I sent her a couple links. She loved the pod. She's like, oh my God.
That's awesome.
Moan's a morning messenger, and I told her we're going to be doing one of these live with a live
Gosh, I can't
audience.
Wait for that.
So we need a number. Which podcast number should we do and do like a live podcast with
50?
Listeners?
I was going to say 52, but I wasn't 50? Sure if that was too far out.
No, 50. I
we're
say
at 23
50.
Already.
Okay.
50.
Damn, no, we already did 22.
All right, 50th podcast we're going to do live. With a bunch of morning messengers, Q&A.
Send us topics.
Yes.
You want to hear us talk about.
That would be awesome. Maybe they write them down. We put them in a bowl, whatever it is. Pew, pew, pew. All right. So we're out. Catch us back on the radio, 5:30 to 10, Live 101.5. We'll see you then.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.